Okay, we're now moving on with the rest of the agenda.
Can I do this now?
Oh, go for it. We have some quick announcements and thank yous.
Yes, well, we just want to thank the Pacifica National Board. We'd like to thank, first of all, Ted Weisgall for coming up with this idea of having this meeting at the Public Access TV station in Houston, which is Houston Media Source. It has allowed us to do video streaming in a very professional way. They've played this parts of this meeting on the Public Access station in Houston, and I wouldn't be surprised if they use it again sometime if they thought certain parts were good. They've really opened up their hearts to us, the Pacifica National Board, in doing and also what Amy Goodman would call, you know, this amazing collaboration of community media. It's great to get the issues of public access. And in particular, I'm going to be proposing that we write a letter to the City Council in support of Houston Media Source. Okay.
Great.
But besides just, you know, Ted for thinking of it and the national office for going along with it, there's a lot of other people that we'd like to thank that made this happen. HMS volunteers, we were helped by Andrew Bruce, Scott Warden, Angie Pete, Kurt Yowell. And then there are HMS interns as well that we've also been participating in helping train people to, you know, most of them have never done a complicated broadcast like this, as far as I can tell. So we've been participating in training, which is very much in our mission as well. Nicholas Galan, Anthony Oyeji, George Iniguez, Brian Taylor, Jeremy Malhotra, Christine Heath, Eric Sarabia, Quentin January, Larry Parks, Cedric White, and Chris Gonzalez are the HMS interns that have helped. And the staff at HMS, who have just been fantastic, Mark Pirtle, Technical Director, Alex Sines, Technical Assistance, John Locke, Equipment, and Marshall Parker, who really had the vision to help us to make this happen. And this whole entire thing has been Otis McClay has been the executive producer. So we really want to thank everybody for allowing this.
Thank you, Wendy, for taking care of that. We're now moving into the IED report, which is the final agenda item we do have to set the January meeting date, so there are two more items on our agenda, and then we'll be moving to adjourn.
As I said earlier, you all got a copy of the report. All you have to do is let me know what you want to do with it. I'll respond to whatever your reactions were. In terms of Free Speech Radio News, as I told you, we have only used our FCC attorney, and we don't want to use him for this because he's extremely expensive. His hourly rate is very high. And the only other attorney we've used because of your concern about our not using an attorney that is not a board attorney is one that I inherited that's dealing with a lawsuit that I won't talk about in open session. So all I need is your authorization to hire an attorney to evaluate the agreement, and then we can proceed with Free Speech Radio News.
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved.
Chair?
Hold on a second. It's been moved and seconded to hire an attorney to explore the FSRN agreement.
I think if you haven't read it, you have to understand that what I did was ask a former member of this board, Mike Martin, to deal with this because of the respect I know that this board had for Mike. Mike has not acted on it, and I've called the local LSB chair, and I've called Dwayne, and he has not responded. The only thing he responded to was helping KPFT with its
appraisal district.
Appraisal thing. And he did the first contact on the lawsuit and advised that we should contact our insurance, and we did that. And we can deal with that in closed session. But that's the reason. It has not moved.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Ambrose. Sorry.
Did you want Mike Martin to do the work pro bono?
Oh, no, I didn't. No, I was very clear with him that I would not do that. He was doing pro bono work. And I told him that we would make sure he received. Yeah, I don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, very important.
I don't do that.
Because he was doing pro bono work for
Yeah, I know.
KPFT.
I just want to make sure that the comments are related to the motion that's before us and not just the general report at this point. Teresa?
Is there, well, we have to select an attorney. Can we do that first and then?
I don't think you ought to do that. I've made recommendations about selecting a corporate lawyer. Mm-hmm. I don't think that should be left to the executive director to do. I think the leadership of this group, especially the officers, ought to be interviewing candidates. I've interviewed the one that referred to me by Maria. I sent you all his credentials. But since I'm temporary, and I think that the executive director who is chosen and the leadership of this board, the elected officials of this board should, or committee chosen by this board, are to vet the candidates to become the corporate lawyer. That's the way corporations ought to function.
I want to finish my thought.
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to call it to people's attention. To my knowledge, the first we ever saw of the proposal from SSRN was at our last meeting. So, yeah. I mean, we have been working with them for several years without an actual proposal from either side. So I just want to give us a little bit of credit for, like, we're not, like, years behind. We're 3 months behind.
Yeah, it was June, and I think they do marvelous work. Okay. And I think...
4 months.
If I had the authority from this board, I would have hired an attorney like that, and we would have had this done.
Sabrina?
I wanted to ask, is the attorney supposed to be here in Texas or in California or where?
Source of this board. I don't care where the attorney is. I mean, our headquarters is in California.
Right.
But if you've got a good law firm, they usually have units across the country.
Okay.
What you choose. The one suggested by Maria is located in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I'm thinking is the possibility of someone from the California Lawyers and Arts Association, not necessarily pro bono. They work regular legal jobs.
We're not talking about pro bono.
And then there are several people I know in Washington, D.C., that are in communications, that are communications attorneys, that are also people of color and do this kind of work all the time.
Yeah.
So if that's something that I might offer and at least submit their names and their particular firms, I can do that.
Excellent.
Just I have a quick point of clarification. I realize that our secretary's not here, and so I need to find out who made the motion.
Julie, we're taking notes over here.
Okay. Does someone have a main motion in hand?
Main motion, by Sherelle.
Okay.
To authorize IED to hire legal counsel to review FSRN contract in order to move forward, seconded by Adelson.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure we were capturing that. Thanks, Wendy. Steve?
I'd like to support the motion, but I also would like to say that I think it's terribly unfair to make the people who are doing FSRN continue to wait. And these are human beings who are working on a very low salary on a very critical product for not just Pacifica, but for all community radio. And so I would propose that that we authorize a temporary increase. I believe there's a budget increase in that line. Let's do a temporary increase so they're not waiting for us. Let's increase it first and then have them wait while we're figuring it out. Otherwise, I think they'd be completely justified, and I think we would be, let me put it this way. If I were in a similar situation, I'd be considering a job action, which I don't think that Pacifica should have to think about right now.
If you approve the budget, it's done. But
it's not accurate that there's an increase in that budget line. There is not.
Okay. Bob?
$418,000 for the year.
Dave, and then William.
Okay, two separate things. On the attorney question, I guess I should ask Wendy, because it's your motion. Is your motion to hire a one-time attorney just for the FSRN?
Yes.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with our ongoing legal counsel.
Well, you know that's my issue. That's really what I want, but I'm not willing to hold them up while we get that together.
No, I support that completely. That's the only way to move forward quickly. So that's fine. Now, as far as the budget, can Ambrose, if you know, or someone else...
Chair of the Finance Committee is here.
Okay, so maybe Dave could just clarify what we passed yesterday in terms of the effect on the amount of money that we give to FSRM?
The FSRM budget was not increased at all. We agreed that when the FSRM negotiations were clear, we would deal with the budgetary impact. I will note that every station, or not every station, but many units allocated $15,000 for a bylaws convention. That's not going to happen, and I would support the idea of asking the Finance Committee to of authorizing an attempt to deal with the financial issues immediately, and we can deal with that in short order and come back to the board with a proposal for how we could meet the $400,000 increase. To be quite honest, one of the reasons I don't think it was dealt with at the time was because nobody had any idea of how we make a $400,000 increase. Just to note that the, as Lonnie showed, the amount of net revenue that will, I mean net surplus that we'll generate in this year's operations is $919,000. To subtracting $400,000 from that leaves $500,000 for the year, at a time when one of our units is in debt and appears to be sinking in further debt. So it's a, we are in a tight situation right now. But we can address ourselves to it. The Finance Committee has shown itself remarkably willing to hold long and special meetings. So, yeah, we can have cooperation. You know, I'd support that.
Is that a motion?
I'd like to move to...
There's another...
So the question is the amount of the authorization. Maybe the best thing is to request an emergency meeting of the National Finance Committee and have us come forward with a proposal of an amount that we could shake free at this time without putting us at harm and deal with the rest of it as we go forward. Mm-hmm. I just want to point out that that FSRN funding is coming from the restricted portion of the CPB grant, by and large, and that, again, we go back to that 20% central services. If we're talking about funding a national program, all that 20% is largely spoken for already, and all of the restricted portion of the CPB grant is already there. So what we're talking about is potentially levying stations to pay for a national program. And that has implications as well in all those stations' programming budget lines. So
can I just follow up on one point?
I just would like to echo some of the frustration. I mean, we work pretty closely with Free Speech Radio News in Berkeley, so essentially, you've got a staff that's working without vacation time, without sick time, without health benefits. And what it does is it burns out your staff. And being a long-term temp, I'm sorry, yeah, I was a long-term temp, and now I'm a half-timer at KPFA. I can identify with that. It's something that we do in a lot of our units, and it's disrespectful. It's anti-labor, and we want to do labor programming. We want to do labor shows. We want to have labor collectives. We want to fund labor events. And we have a labor issue within our organization, and it's not acceptable.
Yep. Is there a motion on the floor?
Yep.
Yes, your motion is on the floor.
Oh, I mean, okay. That's the last thing I wrote down.
Okay. Bob?
Just a slight follow-up on the budget to Dave. Wasn't there a small increase? I'm not saying this even begins to approach the need, but from the CPB at WBAI and...
WBI and KPFT are going to be getting increases in their grants, but
which is allocated to FSRM, correct?
Well, the restricted portion of the CPB grant is what 15-20% of it, something like that. And if you take 15, how much is T going up?
205.
The total grant, or just the increase? FSRM?
No, the increase in your grant from last year to this.
From 86,000 to 205.
Okay, so that's 120,000. So, and the restricted portion of that would be about 25,000, right?
Restricted portion is about between 22% and 25%.
25%. So an increase of 120,000, if it's 25%, would be $30,000 there.
Wayne, have you budgeted an additional 30,000?
And you have the $15,000 that the stations have allocated for bylaws conventions is no longer being spent there, so that's one potential area. That doesn't get you anywhere close to a $400,000 increase.
Right, we're not talking about that right now.
No, but I just wanted to be clear on the record that there is some money, thanks to the CPB, ironically, that has already been increased for this fiscal year.
But it's not in their line item.
Yes, it is, actually.
I would like to...
We had specific budget items that we approved yesterday that made reference to money going to FSRN that had not been planned.
The motion before us is about authorizing a lawyer to move this contract forward, not specifically how we're going to afford it. So I'd like to move from that discussion. The question's been called. All those in favor of ending debate? All those opposed? Seeing none.
I'd like to make a new motion.
Oh, no, we need to now vote on the motion.
I'm sorry.
All those in favor of Sherelle's motion, raise your hand. I should ask, is there anyone opposed? Okay, seeing no opposition, passes unanimously. The motion carries. Steve?
Well, I'd like to move to request the Finance Committee to look into what monies might be available to reallocate on an emergency and temporary basis to help FSRN.
By when?
By the next public meeting of the PNB.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Can you write it down, Steve?
Yes.
That's November 21st.
Oh, what was the motion?
15th.
I'm sorry, I missed the motion.
He's writing it down, but essence, it's to authorize the National Finance Committee to identify sources of emergency funding by the January meeting.
Just a quick point of information.
By November 15th.
November 15th.
Point of information, November 15th is an executive session. November 21st is the next regularly scheduled public meeting.
I thought November 7th was the executive session.
They're both
executive sessions.
The next public meeting.
So that's November 21st. November 21st. I just want us all to be on the same page.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, William. Dave?
You know, one of the problems is we've been talking about the Spanish language news thing, which is also at present unfunded, and there actually is money in the system that could be shaken free, this emergency first-time thing. Yeah, we can do that, but you know what? Those things are going to, when we raise those funds, raise those allocations, they're going to continue to be demands on the system at a time when we've already voiced that 20% central services is problematic, and it's not clear that the money comes in. So my own hesitation in all this is the urge. Well, I have this urge to say, let's say we take it out of this or that station's funds, but give them some credit against it for central services, blah blah, later when we work it out. The problem is we start these things going, but are we able to generate the funds in an ongoing way to fund them? And then what happens if you get a year down the line and you can't? It's not fair to take it out of their hide. I recognize it.
I'm sorry, man.
But it just becomes very hard to say we're going to propose how you jumpstart this.
Lisa?
Madam Chair, the motion is to send it to the Finance Committee to consider it. Correct? I'm reluctant to get too deep into making promises right here at this PNB meeting, and it sounds like that's what's happening here, and I don't think that's appropriate.
I think Dave was discussing some of the challenges before us.
Exactly. That it would be good to have the board's input on, because the constraints are already fairly clear. Lonnie can tell you that. Right, Lonnie? I mean, we're in a highly constrained position. We make changes like that, effectively you're talking about raising central services yet again. We can bring you a proposal, but I would like to hear some debate on this topic if that's what we're going to do.
Rob?
Well, I just want to express some frustration that I have with what I see as the dysfunction of this body. We should be empowering people on this group to come up with some ideas about development so we can develop some other sources of revenue. We've got people that had asked to be included on a group to speak with Free Speech Radio News. One of the things that could have occurred in any serious discussions was what capacity do we have working with FSRN to generate revenue to solve the problem, assuming we can come to an agreement. If there's going to be a revenue hitch for a year or something like that, how can we work together with them on that and then come forward with a proposal? But we've got people that ask to be on these things. They don't have coherent discussions. They don't bring any information back to the board. Then when we come to the board and ask board support for things where we have thought through things, we temporize and we say we need to wait months, weeks, stuff like that. So, I mean, I think one of the things that we're doing is we're bottlenecking development here because we're not doing the work and bringing back a finished product to the board and saying, here, this is something we can do as a board to work with management. So I would just ask everybody here, don't get involved in something if you're not going to do it. Many of our committees now are not even meeting, and yet we keep making more of them.
I just want to say that I think that in terms of crises, there are attempts to prioritize. And I hate Dave completely. However, I think this is a priority for us. And let this move mean that we're taking it seriously and we're going to make it formal. I think FSIN is a very important part of the network, and we should afford them that. And I also hope that in the future, that if there's a reason, I'm assuming there's a valid reason why we didn't move forward, that the other side that we let them know in a respectful way, timely way, what's going on. It looks like this time it was a pretty simple reason, and I think they should have done.
William?
Telegovernance doesn't work, and I wish that we could get to the point where our stations were at a trust level so that LSBs trusted each other, so that when we came to the PMB, that we all trusted each other, and one day we can have these things parsed out to stations. So you know what? For the fall, there's going to be a special governance subcommittee at KPFT where all of our governance work will be parsed out to KPFT for 6 months while finance is being looked at in Berkeley, where we can have meetings amongst ourselves rather than on the telephone so that we can actually talk things out, look at pieces of paper.
We just heard a lecture and a...
But I'm just saying that, like...
the only one.
But my point is that if we were able to look at these things at our individual station level, we'd be able to get something done. And that's...
Okay. Thank you, William. Yes, sir.
This is just a point of information. Ambrose, the contract submitted by FSRN, is it the same contract that was presented to us on the last
committee
meeting?
Yes. In June.
Yeah.
And do they have a negotiating team established, FSRN?
He said that.
Yeah.
But what the board decided to do was to have it vetted by an attorney.
They didn't do it.
Okay. Yeah, before okay. we did one. Okay.
Let's do that.
Teresa?
The three people that offered to participate on the negotiating team were Mike Martin, Maria Armudian, and David Adelson.
And I was added to that.
Okay. When Mike left.
Yep.
Okay. Can we put it in the hands of this negotiating team to move it forward?
It's the ED's responsibility to convene those meetings and move it forward. We are participants in that. We are not the drivers of it, is my understanding.
So does the attorney... evaluation is done, the meeting will be called.
Yeah, it's been my position on the funding national initiatives that taking it out of station budgets directly is somewhat of a problem. But I do feel like, for example, that KPFK, which fundraises 39 days a year, has available days of fundraising for projects that motivate the listeners. So I'm curious what the board thinks of a proposition that might come out where, and at least in L.A., we raised $100,000 in a day for 14 hours for Katrina. We raised about $80,000 a day on average during Fund Drive. You know, I think we have days available that we could fundraise for national projects. I've thought that about the Spanish language. And one thing we might come back with is asking stations that feel that they have days in their schedule that they can devote to fundraising for those projects rather than taking it out of existing funds. I don't know what the board would think about a proposal like that, but I'm willing to make it.
Proposal.
Lonnie, we had a recent fundraiser. Which stations participated in that?
For Katrina, are we talking?
No, the one that we did all the organizing for, associated with the hearings.
Oh, you mean Robert's hearing?
Yes.
We had participation, everyone, but...
Kay opted not to participate in that.
Yes.
I would like to be on the negotiating team.
New one?
Can we move the question?
I'd like to move the question.
Can I just
yes, Bob.
Propose an amendment to the motion that after the NFC meets on this matter, that then whatever ideas are come up are recommended, even though they're only recommendations at that point, that the negotiating team then meet with FSRN, both to present, you know, this with all the caveats that the board may change it, but also, more importantly, to get FSRN's ideas and maybe our own ideas about how to work with them on additional revenue sources. So then when it's ready to be presented to the board, it's a combination of those two forms of input from our committee and from FSRN to see what's a viable budget figure for this fiscal year.
What is the concrete amendment?
Can I hear the motion read, please?
To request the PMB Finance Committee to explore avenues for providing temporary emergency funding for FSRN while the new contract is being negotiated and deliver a report to the PMB by the 11/28 meeting.
I guess my amendment would be before the last phrase about and deliver a report to say and to request to mandate that the Pacifica FSRN negotiating team meet with FSRN after the NFC meeting to discuss further fund revenue generating possibilities.
It's a separate motion. It's not really.
Yeah, no, I'm also not. I actually don't. That complicates it because it involves us in the negotiations. The intent of my motion is to get them emergency funding immediately without any further discussion, if possible, while the negotiations are underway. I'd like to separate that item from the negotiations because the negotiations have proven difficult to keep moving.
Okay. All right, fine. Now I'm going to
make a separate motion.
No, I'll withdraw it for now.
Okay. Show up. The motion's been withdrawn. We really need to move the motion. And if this is on point.
Yeah, it's on point. It's on point information. Steve?
Yes.
When you say emergency funding, do you have any kind of a... How much?
No, I don't. It might be to propose. I don't know.
Do.
Okay. I don't want to.
Okay,
maybe
exactly.
We don't have any money, but if it's possible to provide them with some funding, let's try to do it as a gesture of goodwill and to keep things moving.
Thank you.
The CFO's interested in saying something, as is another member of the finance committee.
Just quickly, maybe Lonnie was going to make this point, is that the current budgeted level for FSRN is higher than the last than the 05 contract level. So there is. If we can make a call on that in terms of releasing the budgeted amount versus the contract amount, because in the budget is $520,000.
This budget in our books,
yes.
I'm saying 418.
Dave, do not question me again because you will be proven to be wrong again.
Oh,
you will be dealt with. Lonnie.
I'll clarify all of that.
Okay, please do.
Am I
order.
Ready? Oh. Am I
selecting? All right. We really need to get moving, y'all.
It's almost 3 o'clock.
Lonnie. Yes, Lonnie. And we only have, just so you all know, we have 6 minutes left on this agenda item.
2 points of fact. The restricted funds that come in from the CPB are not restricted to FSRN. They're used for national programs, and that includes national programs like the Roberts hearings. So there's no one-to-one relationship between the increase and the restricted use for FSRN. The amount of money of the FSRN issue is not just a dollar issue. The FSRN contract has other important legal components to it that must be taken as a part of the financial package. You can separate them, but you do so at your peril, because there's some other contract issues presented by their proposal. I think it does need concurrent legal review. I think that would be wise to do.
Madam Chair?
Sorry, that's not
I think we have exhausted quite a bit of the time here, and I call the question.
Okay. All those in favor, I guess, is anyone opposed to ending debate? All right. Seeing none, then we'll move to a vote on Pierce's motion. Would you like to reread it?
To request the PMB Finance Committee to explore avenues for providing temporary emergency funding for FSRN while the new contract is being negotiated, and deliver a report to the PMB by the 11/28 meeting.
Second. Thank you, Mr. Pierce. I'd just like to let the rest of the directors know we're about to vote, so if you all want to participate. No, I'm not trying to call people out.
No,
I just want you to
okay.
give you an opportunity to vote.
Amen.
All those...
If one don't mind calling me out, you can too.
Is there... I guess, is there any opposition to the motion?
No.
All right, seeing none, it carries.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Can you read it?
Okay, we have four more minutes on this agenda item. Are there additional questions for the interim IED related to his report?
I actually felt that this is a tradition here for the director to report on important activities, and I'm really sorry that we don't spend a few minutes hearing at least a brief summary of what you know, what's ahead, what has been achieved, and I'm expressing the wish to hear some of that.
We have 3 minutes left.
Yeah. In the meeting?
We don't know.
Mr. Lane?
We extend by 10 minutes.
We want me to read the report? Can you summarize it, sir?
No.
If there are a couple of highlights that you can share with the board in the
couple
morning.
Of highlights. We spent a tremendous amount of energy because certain people seem to have a confused idea of power. They see that the limited areas of influence is power, and as long as we continue to do that, this group will never have power. If I were on the outside, I would stop worrying about Pacifica as long as we continue to do what we're doing. Second thing is, we have spent so much negative energy on the internet with our special websites and attacking each other on the telephone. We get on the conference call and call each other all kind of... That is not the way a nonprofit that is about the business of taking care of the interests of the people we say we are to serve should function. And I think that it's a disgrace what we do publicly and how we attack each other because some people think they got power. This network does not have power. We have wasted 2 presidential elections when we should have had a tremendous impact. And we have next year facing a congressional election in which we should have a tremendous impact. And instead of doing that, we waste our energy attacking each other like we're in a circle shooting at each other. And I think that is a horrible thing, legacy that we'll leave. We don't function as a network. I've heard it again here today when we were interviewing candidates talking about our money. Their only hour is the network. And what this board and or its successor has to decide is how are we going to function as a network. All the money that comes in to Pacifica comes into the network. There's only one corporation. There's only one group that's recognized by the Internal Revenue Service as capable of giving tax exempt status to contributors. And if we don't say that to our listeners, we fail. We should tell our listeners who they're contributing to. One of the problems I found years ago in Berkeley was because they raised the money to build that station saying that we were building the station for the station. That, I told Mr. Bunce, who was development director, who came to Washington to try to say the same thing, I said, we will not tell our listeners that lie. We are building the station for the Pacifica Foundation, the only entity that exists. That foundation owns 5 properties. They're called radio stations. And unless we begin to function like that, we will go insane and our listeners will still keep losing 50% of our listeners every year. And that, to me, is such a terrible thing for such bright people. I've never seen a collection of brighter people do dumber things than the whole network. The whole network. And I've let my frustrations out because I think this... Look, I spent 28 plus years volunteering my time to this foundation.
And the only time I've ever been paid a penny, and it was my choice not to be paid, is the little time I've spent here as interim director because I left my wife for 50 years to come out here and do that. And when I co-hosted with Larry Binsky those confirmation hearings we did. And I hear people, you don't even hear the people out in the hinterlands who keep saying, I was told, it was implied, that if I undertook this training, I'd get a job. And when the training is over, there is either no job or it's a part-time gig. And some stations are almost all volunteer programmers. The rest of the station, everybody gets paid. Sometimes they get paid to come in and accept contributions over the telephone. I mean, we haven't rationalized our whole system. You have some programs that have several producers. And I'm saying, my God, I've never had a producer for my show, and I raise as much money as anybody in the network and have done it for years. I've never had a producer. I had a daily show for 13 months. I did all of my production. I did all of my research. And I don't allow an author on my show unless I've read his or her book. So what game are we playing with each other? And what are we doing to our listeners? I mean, to me, it's a terrible, terrible consequence that we should face. And how are we going to raise money when we keep losing? I mean, I look at New York City station, and I look at the tens of millions of people under that signal, and sometimes I look at how many people listen, and fewer listen to that station than listen to WPFW in Washington. Same thing with Los Angeles. And I said, doesn't that disturb us as it disturbs me? Los Angeles, I think, has a 112,000-watt station. Because I tracked it one time. I drove from San Diego up to Santa Barbara to visit my daughter who was teaching there. And I heard that station almost the entire length. I mean, I looked at the millions of people who live in that area, and so many wealthy people who live in that area. And I'm saying to myself, my God, how could they have so few listeners? It's because we run listeners away with our idiocy. And that's the only thing you can say. It's idiocy. I mean, we are sitting on the most important... I remember when they first asked me to recommend, before this group came in, the group before that, I fought with them too. They asked me, we need some at-large people on our board. I said, okay, let me give you a couple of suggestions. If you want it, Rob knows. I told them. I said, why don't you use Kathy Hughes? Who is Kathy Hughes? Here's a lady. Here's a black lady with her son that had a little bitty AM station. They now own 69, at the last count I can recall, 69 stations in major markets all across this country. And I said, why don't you get on the board? At least you have somebody that knows how to run radio. They wanted somebody from the Native Americans.
Senator.
I sent them to the chairman. Good God. Of the Cabazon Band of Mission Indians in California. Who is he? They're the ones, they're the tribe, you know what I'm going to say, that took the case to the Supreme Court that won them the right to have all tribes to have casinos on their reservation. I said, look, I saw that tribe because they asked me to come out and write their history. I did. Spent 13 months out here, out in Los Angeles, and I was on the air and raised money for the Los Angeles station those 13 months I was out here. I said, contact John James. I said, they came from when I looked at their records, they were getting something, like tribe was getting something like $5,000 a year from Bureau of Indian Affairs. When I left there after doing the thing, you know what they had made that year? $192 million. I said, invite John James on. It might be a hell of a source of income because they had begged me to stay out there. They were going to build a radio station for me. Hear me? Well, but I couldn't stay. I've been married a long time. I had hoped on September 22nd of this year to have celebrated with my wife our 50th wedding anniversary. And we put that off for Pacifica. We're going to do it next year. What I'm saying to you is we have rejected important information providers and income providers. And I just don't know what we're doing. I came here and I said to the board, before, in this short period of time I'm going to be here, I'm going to try to put together what I did not find. That is an entire personnel system that identifies everything that this organization has to have if the feds ever ask you for the information. We sent out a package. And I would thank Dave Adelson for responding and saying what a fantastic package it was. And our human resources director is now putting this on the internet so it'll be available to all the stations. So at least begin to rationalize our internal operations, our internal systems, because they were not there. I'm saying to you, there's been no discussion of it. There's been no discussion of this. My report to you that was sent out and made sure every member received it because of the way we mailed it. And I'm saying, I mean, what's the game about? It's not about power for the people that we say we're here to represent and serve. It's about this little, I think contemptuously, of bright people doing dumb things and are always involved in petty little instances of your influence, and it doesn't mean anything to the whole thing. And it makes certain that this foundation will never have the power that it should have. We gave away democracy now. By 2007, we better have something in place. We better have some national programming in place. Because if Democracy Now! Takes its marbles and goes away and we can't stop them, that represents $2.4 million to us. We gave it away. I don't know how any group could give away what we created. Every station helped to finance what became Democracy Now! But we don't want to deal with the important things that we've got to do. I'm sorry I went on so long, but
that's
you
right.
Asked for
no, that's
it. Right. Actually, I preached while I was ahead.
Useful information.
Thank you very much, Amber. We've exhausted time on this agenda item, and so I would like to move on. The next thing that we have before us is to pick a date for the January board meeting. It was recommended to us by the GM of WPFW, which will be hosting the next board meeting, that we meet the weekend of MLK.
I don't want to interrupt you, but there was something else that was discussed and changed as a result of the meeting being in Washington, D.C., and I don't know what the bylaws are, but because the meeting is supposed to be in D.C. in January, and we don't know what the weather is going to be like, we wanted to find out if it's possible to have a change of locale or venue to one of the California sites, and then to put the D.C. meeting in April. Considering the weather patterns and all that's been going on, You want to be in D.C. in January, very, you know, fine. But as Ambrose is saying, I'll just, you know, go a little further. Use your heads and think about the fact that it may be snowing, a blizzard, cold, all of those things. Yes, Martin Luther King celebration will be all over the country, not just in D.C. And I spoke with Ron, I spoke with Ambrose and several others about the possibility of us changing at least the venue for January.
Thank you, Serena. What is the next, in terms of the rotation, what's the next site?
Houston. I'm sorry,
Los Angeles.
Was it
Los Angeles. Okay.
But Patty's pointed out that the bylaws call for it.
The bylaws
and we don't call for the weather, though.
And that's I don't know. What does the bylaws say, Patty?
It says that no meeting shall be held in the same city twice until it has rotated through all the signal areas. That's what the bylaws say.
I'm quite sure that Katrina and Rita and Wilma and all of them were thinking about bylaws of the world.
I don't like to fly. So
well, they did that because the listeners in the different signal areas look forward to meeting the PNB. I don't know. Maybe we could change it.
I think that the issue is if we were to switch, that we would still not be disenfranchising the listeners from being able to meet and interact with us in D.C. It would be delayed a couple of months. That's it.
Why don't we hear the language?
Yeah. The bylaws were written because the board, the one, the evil PNB before this one, made decisions to meet wherever they felt like, when they felt like, which was Washington, D.C., over and over and over again because they did not want to deal with other cities. But it's in the bylaws, you know. If you just want to just throw this in the trash.
Can we hear the language, aren't you?
It's in the bylaws. And it says, no, you shall not meet in any other listening area until you've met in every listening area. That's what it says. And it says January,
April,
June, September. And that's what it says. If you know, that's what it says.
But it's not against the bylaws.
Can you read the exact language?
I wasn't on the board in Washington at that time, I can tell you. But
wait, really quickly, Patty, can you find the exact language so that we can have that before us? And I don't think that our decision on this matter, it's not just because, you know, it's not because we feel like it. It's looking critically at the cost that might be incurred by the foundation if we are forced to postpone in the way that we had to for our Houston meeting because of hurricanes.
There could be an earthquake in Los Angeles that week. I mean, what are we going to go
That's
by?
That's definitely true.
The weather Point is caused order. By the United States government.
Point of order. According to Roberts, many bylaws include provisions for the rules governing suspension of rules under certain circumstances. Do our bylaws have anything on that?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Do our bylaws allow for suspension of rules under any circumstances?
It doesn't prohibit it.
Unless the rule particularly specifically provides for its own suspension, or unless the rule is properly is in the nature of a rule of order. So if that's a rule of order, then there is a procedure for modifying it.
You're talking about standing rules. These are bylaws. That's a different level of...
No.
And there's nothing interesting the way the bylaws work from turning California and Washington around. It only makes sense.
Madam Chair...
What are we in the real language?
Point of order.
Can we just pick a date?
Can we just put it to a vote so we can stop debating it? Because we could debate it forever.
But rules contained in the bylaws cannot be suspended no matter how large the vote in favor of doing so or how inconvenient the rule in question may be, unless the particular rule specifically provides for its own suspension or unless the rule properly is in the nature of a rule of order as described on page 17, lines 22 to 24. So a rule in the bylaws...
as it might be. You know, time and place.
There's nothing in that bylaw that prevents us from changing cities.
No, here's the bylaw.
Well,
right
let
here.
We hear the language.
Here, may I read? Yes. Article 6, Section 1, time and place of meetings. The annual meeting of the Board of Directors shall take place in late January each year or at such other times and places as agreed by a majority vote of the Board of Directors.
Times and places.
The Board shall also regularly meet in March, June, and September of each year. The four regular board meetings shall rotate through the five foundation radio stations so that meetings do not take place twice in the radio same station area until a meeting has been held in all other station areas.
Can I read the rule of order that apply?
That's
yeah, all of it.
And I think that the 1 second.
In a non-regular meeting, and then you avoid the bylaw.
It's the meeting at which members are seated. Can I read the rules of order? It says, so page 17, line 22 said, rules clearly identifiable as in the nature of rules of order that are placed within the bylaws can also be suspended by a two-thirds vote, but except for such rules and for clauses that provide for their own suspension, bylaws cannot be suspended. So if this is a rule of order, I don't know if it's a rule of order. I have no idea. It doesn't sound like a rule of order, but if it is, and it said such times and places in the bylaw itself, says such times and places.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make a ruling that we will vote on changing the place because it's
the
logical thing
chair.
To do. Okay. The ruling of the chair has been appealed.
I'd like to move to table this until we can get advice.
Okay.
Can we pick a date, though?
Point of order.
You want the weather report?
So you want it tabled until
week report?
I'd like to move to table it until our next public meeting.
Our next public meeting.
November 28th. The telephonic meeting.
First.
Point of order.
21st.
November 28th. It's the 28th because that's the fourth Monday, and I misspoke when I said it was the 21st.
Oh.
But I have a question.
Point of order.
Well, no, the move to table is not debatable.
I have a secretary.
Point of order.
Did you write down their motion? Was it a motion?
It wasn't a motion. It was a suggestion at the moment.
I'm the secretary. I'm just trying to get it right for the record.
No, it was not listed as a motion, but I will present it as a motion, and I'll write it.
I move to substitute.
Wait, there's a motion to table on the floor.
No one seconded.
And I'd like to substitute that.
I second it.
Okay.
Okay, it was moved and seconded to table this. So tabling's not debatable.
Point of information.
Dave, table Dave.
I don't understand the motion. To table it until
our next public meeting, the 28th.
Delay in consideration.
In order to
check the legality of it.
To find out if there's a way to do it with consistency.
Find out by whom. Who's going to find it out, and what lawyer are they going to ask?
Executive director should be tasked with that.
I move
or the chair of the board or the governance committee?
Yeah. A point of personal privilege.
That's not in the motion.
There's no such thing in this case.
I just think that this is a really bad precedent, and if we can't agree on this, just like we've talked about our 10-9 votes this past weekend, I think that we should move ahead with this current meeting, because if you push back ordering hotel rooms and plane tickets for the winter season, you're going to be in a situation where this meeting is going to cost $70,000. So if we can't agree on this, let's follow the bylaws, hold up your nose or whatever you need to do, meet in January. I won't be here. Sorry. But meet in January and just deal with this when we can be civil about it. Because if we postpone this until November and then we have a long conference call where this is postponed and delayed consideration, we'll be booking our tickets on Christmas. There won't be any rooms, and it'll be pretty cold out on the street when you're trying to have your meeting. So I move that I don't know if my motion's in order, but I move that we just set the next meeting for January 15th in Washington, D.C. And just, we'll deal with this when we can deal with it.
January 15th?
It would be the 16th through the 18th.
I think it would be the 14th through the 16th, or 17th, looking at my calendar, for 2006.
I took it off this, so I moved
it. Okay.
Be January.
Okay.
It's Friday the 13th.
I'm sorry, the 13th through the 16th.
That's a good time for this board, Friday the 13th. Good.
And Madam Chair, there should be an understanding that there should be a day of retreat connected with the January meeting.
I'm not trying to be on the board.
So they get to know each other, new board.
Yeah, oh, and can I?
Should start on Thursday, or start on.
And the other thing about this Martin Luther King weekend is people left on Sunday. When the impression was that
okay,
we were going to have a...
Okay, we're not going to go into that discussion
But
right
I mean, if you're going to do a retreat...
No, but I don't want to go there right now.
You're not going to have anyone at your retreat.
If we can move forward with the date, that would be excellent. Because I think that there's not enough information that this body has right now to be able to act.
Madam Chair, are you sure that it's supposed to be in D.C.? Because for some reason I had January 06 PNBLA.
No.
Berkeley, Houston, L.A. Okay. I'm sorry, D.C., L.A., New York.
I'm going to maybe the 13th through the 16th of January.
What are your permission?
Is there a second to Wendy's motion?
What is that?
Is that what date you guys want?
The date, the 13th through the 16th.
Berkeley what? Berkeley.
Is there a
Berkeley,
second?
Berkeley, Houston, D.C.,
okay, it's been
L.A.,
moved
New York.
Can you all pay attention because we're going to vote? It's been moved and seconded. To have the January meeting on January 13th through the 16th. All those in favor?
Oh, you don't want that? What date do you want? I just picked one.
All those opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Our next PMB meeting will be held January 13th through the 16th. I'd like to take this opportunity. Yes.
I'd like to suggest that at our next... The next special meeting that we have is, 2 weeks? That one, I know it's one item. There would be one additional item is for the executive director to tell us what through whatever means, whatever expert is consulted, what the law says. What is the final word on this? And we can figure a location. I'm
is
saying
that a
we,
form of motion?
I'm making a motion that in our special board meeting, what is that? Of
November 20th?
November 7th?
No.
If it's public consideration, it's the
28th.
There's no special public meetings. Just
November 28th. That we ask the executive director to look into, get an expert decision on us moving the location from D.C. to Los Angeles.
Point of order.
A legal opinion? No.
The bylaws specify confidential meetings have to be largely about confidential matters. An item like this could properly be addressed in a meeting that's not in public session.
You said the 28th, didn't you?
Well,
yeah, but to resolve it sooner.
If you prefer doing it sooner, it would be reasonable. You could include it in such an agenda and just report out to the public what you did about the date of your meeting.
Right.
So I would...
Wait. Teresa?
I move that we adjourn.
But before you do that, can I say one more thing? I forgot to put this in my credits to HMS. When I went to ask Marshall Parker for if he could provide me with a list of the people to thank that helped with this broadcast, he had it right at his fingertips. Okay, they know exactly who's volunteering to help here, and their funding is tied to that, and ours is too, if we were to take advantage of that. Pacifica, all our stations should be documenting the volunteer time, and particularly for our elections coming up, we'll need that information too. So I hope everybody will go back and remind your stations of this, and really the PNB should order them to do it.
Didn't I just say that we adjourned?
Yes, but I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Dwayne Bradley, Wendy, Teresa, and Deb, who are members of the PMB, all the staff at KPFT, all the volunteers at KPFT, and the whole Houston community that has been so gracious in their hospitality, in opening up their homes in certain instances, and just opening up their hearts to the Pacifica Foundation. So I'd like to thank you all for your tireless effort and commitment to this organization.
Thanks to the PMB for bringing karaoke.
Are we going to also thank the people who...
That's right.
Houston Media Source?
Houston Media Source. We did recognize them and went through sort of the list of folks, but of course, thank you all so much for inviting us into your space, for providing us with so many services and so much support. I can't even begin to list it all, but we are indebted to you all for your service.
Televised PMB meetings, yeah. And we're going to thank you with a letter to the City Council as well. And
yes, everyone, please pick up your stuff. Please make sure. reminder that this entire area is spotless.
Amen.
I will come through with a white glove.